hey, I'm over here.
I'm so excited to be finally meeting you. It's so good seeing you after chatting with you for all this time. You're cuter in person. No, I never thought you were ugly or anything. I just, well, you look really hot up close. Way better than on video chat. You smell good, too. That's really important to us animal girls. You just can't get with a guy who smells wrong, you know? You want to smell me, too? Of course it's mine. I bathed in everything. I know that human girls would have put on some perfume, but I think it's important that you get my natural scent. You can get closer. I'm not going to bite you. Yet. See? Do I smell all right? Oh, you caught that, did you? I didn't expect that. Humans aren't typically so sensitive. Well, I mean, although we're not exactly like big cats from your plane, we do go into something like heat when we're excited or in sexual situations. Yeah, this counts as that, right? I mean, we've been chatting and sexting for weeks, and this is our first meeting. So, anyway, it's sexually charged, so I'm in heat. Yeah, you're smelling my excitement. Is that okay? I'm serious. Like, I know some guys don't like it. I've seen the way they look at me. Like, I'm gross. Oh, you like it? Great! I mean, I'm not saying we're going out or anything, just, you know, it's kind of a requirement. I don't want you to find me disgusting. Anyway, do you want to start hiking? I picked out a trail. It's just a pier. Yeah, so it doesn't have a lot of elevation climb, but it goes along the river and then splits off and goes up the valley away. We can go off trail too, if you want. No, you don't have to worry about getting lost when you're with me. I know the whole forest. Come on. I come out here all the time. To run and just hang out. It keeps me from getting too anxious. Well, the city's just so huge. Okay, fine. We live in a town, but it's still big to me. And most of the time I get along with everyone, but there's always someone who's afraid of me, or sometimes I look at the people here and I see people from back on the other side, the ones that hurt us. No, I don't mean that people are mean here, just that I freak out a bit, and coming out here relaxes me. I think a lot of my kind are like that. They need the wide open spaces. What do I like best about being here? Can I just say you? Okay. That was cheesy, but it was smooth, I think. There's so many differences here from where I grew up. No, it's a lot better here. I mean, we don't starve. There's no one hunting us. Really, the portal was a blessing. Sure, I miss the forest, but really the forests here are just as good. Even if they're a bit different. And honestly, I love the clothes. We wore some back there, but They were a lot simpler and less comfortable. And look, these jeans have pockets, real pockets that I can hold stuff in. I'm being kind of a dork, aren't I? I'm sorry, I swear I didn't just go through the portal yesterday. It was more like 6 months ago. I signed up for migration as soon as I could, but they took the prey animals first. And then once I came over, I took all the classes. Humans are complicated, but I feel like I'm starting to fit in. At first, I didn't understand what a job was, really. Wasn't it enough to hunt and survive? But my assigned job is pretty fun, honestly. I help kids with trauma and disabilities. The doctor at the clinic is really nice. She calls me an emotional support tiger. I never really wanted kids, but I guess I'm good with them. They think I'm scary at first, but when I let them touch my fur and we start playing, all of a sudden they're climbing all over me and I'm wrestling like seven of them to the ground. I don't hurt them though. I can be gentle when I need to be. It feels so good to help them. And then I get paid for it too. Enough to afford a small place to live and food. And clothes and a phone, and well, you get the idea. I guess I kind of feel for them. Where I grew up, we could be hunted. It was terrifying. I still have nightmares. No, I'm sorry. This isn't how you're supposed to flirt on a first date. Then again, I guess I'm not supposed to meet a guy in a park in the middle of nowhere for the first time, am I? I guess it's just the most romantic place I could think of. Is that lame? No? Good. I see the movies and, like, they're always in expensive places or nice hotels or beaches or someone's like proposing, but the people are always unhappy and fighting too. And I try to take notes, but I don't get it. Yeah, I guess they aren't meant to be taken literally, but dating's still kind of weird for me. I asked some of the human girls at work and they said all I had to do was ask you out somewhere and you'd probably show up and we'd have a good time. I was so afraid you'd vape me. What? Oh, yeah, I mean, ghost me. My bad. I promise my language skills are improving the longer I'm here. Anyway, you didn't ghost me. You showed up and you met me in the woods, which is pretty brave, to be honest. The media tries to be nice to all of my people, but they still seem to make us predators seem scary and dangerous. But we're not like that. I only ate one person when I got here. That was a joke. I'm sorry. I just couldn't help it. You should see your face. That was meant as an icebreaker, not to scare you. I don't want to scare you until you're ready for it. Also, I'm really nervous. Like I said, I'm not good at this, but you said you liked it when I was direct. So I'm going to be straight with you. I want to take this to the next step. I want to breed with you, or at least mate. Want? is kind of an understatement. I've wanted you for weeks. But it's getting to be something of a need. Maybe even more than that. An ache. Sorry, I'm getting distracted. What I'm saying is, I want to be romantic with you. But if you've changed your mind or aren't interested, I still want to be friends. I just need to clear that up, so... Oh. Really? Are you sure? No, I'm happy about it. I just want to be sure that you really want to. Things can get a bit intense with a girl like me. But I bet you knew that already. I know you like to do your research. And by research, I mean watch porn. You're so cute when you're embarrassed. But you don't need to be. I mean, I watch porn. Maybe we can watch together sometime. Oh, wow. That's actually a really hot idea. But not for now. I wanted to be sure that you wanted the same things I do before I talked about the next thing. It isn't really something they talk about in porn or cover in teen Batgirl dramas. We need to be clear about two things before we start. And yes, of course, you can back out now. So don't worry. I took the human sexuality consent class. I get it. Anyway, the first thing is that if we mate, we need to stay together. Maybe not forever, but like, we have to try for at least a year. I don't do one-night stands. I know all the bunny girl porn out there makes it seem like we're just gonna fuck everyone we can, but it's not true. For me, at least. I really just want one steady, wonderful mate. Ideally forever, but I know some humans aren't like that. And two, I'm gonna be in charge. At least in the bedroom. No, it really isn't a choice on my part. I'm a tigress. Sometimes you might be on top, but you'll never be the top. Of course I don't mind if you try and tell me what to do, but when I get turned on, and I do get really turned on, I get aggressive. It's just my nature, and of course, I'm a lot stronger than you. So, I'm going to end up being in charge. Not dangerously, exactly. I'll never seriously hurt you. You might have some marks after our first time. I'll use my claws and teeth a bit. And maybe be a little rough. At least that's how I've imagined it. Oh God, yes. Of course I've fantasized about you. How often? What does that matter? Fine, like every night? Sometimes more than once? I told you I was really into you. I wasn't joking. And yeah, those fantasies end a lot of the time with me just taking you. Then again, if you wanted to, you would have messaged a bunny girl or a cat girl, right? Someone that's all cute and fluffy and safe. But you messaged me, the biggest, strongest, and most aggressive predator you could find. So I guess you already know what you signed up for. But despite being really fucking into you, I wanted to give you another chance to back out. Like I said, we can just be friends if that's what you want. I like you plenty as a person. Hell yes, I want to be more. I feel like I'm being really forward right now and have been online the entire time. My teacher back at orientation told me that I should be coy with humans, whatever that is, but fuck that. I'm straightforward and honest, and I know what I want. And what I want is you. So, are you ready to take that step tonight? Out here? With me? Good. Are you sure? I mean, I really fucking want this. I want you. I never thought I'd get so lucky as to find someone like you on this side of the portal. Like I said, I'll never actually hurt you. I'm incredibly turned on right now, and that means my control will be limited. You'll have some mild bites and scratch marks and maybe some bruises. Well, it's our first time. I want it to be special. And that means marking all over your delicious, cute, sexy little body. Okay. You smell even better when you're aroused. So rich and ready. You shouldn't worry about pleasing me. I'll make sure that both of us get what we need. Oh. And it's cute that you're scared too. Yes, you are scared. I can smell your fear. But that's okay. Do you know why? Because I want you to run. It's gonna excite me more. It's going to make me chase you. And then it's gonna make me pounce on you. And then I'm gonna shred those fucking clothes and get my cock. And you are going to breed me. Oh, really? I'm pretty sure it's my cock now. Just like you're my mate. You should start running, little one. Haven't you seen a cat? She's a laser dot. Haven't you seen how crazy it makes those little cats? And they have to catch it. And they get so frustrated and aggressive. Oh, well, you're my red dot in this situation. There you go. Run. Oh, you look incredible like this.
Oh, you're faster than you look. And agile, too. You think maybe if you reach the river, you can get away? Oh, did you forget? Tigers can swim. Oh, and I'll never let you get away from me. Gotcha.
Finally, I have you on your back, and I'm straddling you. You look delicious. So fucking gorgeous. And you smell perfect. When you struggle like that, I can feel your cock through your clothes. Oh my god. You're so fucking hard. Take them off. No! Because if I do it, I'll just rip them off. Oh, yeah. Oh, there it is. Mine. Oh, it feels so good in my hand. Oh, you made an adorable noise when I touched it. Oh, I didn't expect it to switch like that. Oh, this is my first time. Not just with a human. With anyone. It wasn't always easy finding a mate over here. And when you did, you ended up with someone you didn't really like. Because there's so few tiger guys. So, yeah, I didn't really mean to dull the mood, just... Yeah, let's do that. I'm taking these pants off. You like feeling me rubbing my pussy all over your cock? I'm so fucking wet. Oh, I'm covering you. Oh god, everyone will smell me on you. You know what? That's good. Oh, they'll know you're claimed. They'll know that your mate takes care of you. And if they're smart, they'll keep their fucking distance. Oh, I'm gonna slide you inside me now. You're goddamn right, my claws are out. I'm holding you in place. Oh, so that I can take you inside. Fuck. Oh, I wasn't ready for that. No, no, it don't hurt. I'm just
so filled. It's you. And we're finally together. Oh, we're meant to be. Oh, it's perfect. Oh, you can just hold still while I ride you if you want. Oh! Oh no, you're fine. Oh, keep doing that, baby. Oh, I didn't expect you to be thrusting up inside me so eagerly. Oh, I never would have thought that you'd want me that much. I need this so much. I need you. Tell me you need me. Tell me you're mine. Please, I won't order you, but I want to hear it. It's not true if you don't say it. Oh, fuck. That's so good, baby. That's the best thing I've ever heard. God, you're swelling, aren't you? Oh, don't humans do that just before they come? Don't worry, baby. Just let go. I'm close too. And you feeling me? Oh, push me over the edge. It's really important to me that you come inside me. So I won't be stopping. I want every last drop. Yeah, that's it. That's it. Oh, God. I feel you coming. I'm coming too. Yeah, fill me. Fucking fill me. Sorry, I'm out of words. Well. I don't understand how a guy's so much smaller than me. Oh,
can come so much. No, it's fucking hot, is what it is. You really are special. Not just because you're human, but because you're you. I don't want to hear anything to the contrary, okay? I don't care. It's not true. You're hot. Because I fucking said so. And I'm your mate. I'll fight anyone who says otherwise. And that includes you. Now we're gonna cuddle. I read most humans need that after orgasm. I mean, assuming you want to. Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's bad to hold you like this, out in the woods. Next time, you can plan the date. Thank you again for everything. Now, let's take a quick nap. And then we can go get something to eat. I really think I'm gonna love being your mate.